Dr. Mishnah, you let a cat break open a barrel of dried figs by cutting it open with a knife or a sword, as long as you don't try to make a nice, even cut. Rabbi Yehuda says, one may not make a hole in the plug of a barrel to use as an opening. The Chachamim say this may be done because it's not the usual way of opening a barrel. One may not make a hole in the side. The Gemara will explain what that means. One may not plug a hole with wax because he thereby smooths it, which is usher on Shabbos. Rehuda says someone did this, and Rabbi Yechim Zakeh felt that this person may be chayav v'chatos. The Gemara Rishai says you only let it take a knife and a sword to cut open a barrel if the figs are stuck together in cakes, because once the knife is being brought for the purpose of separating the figs, it can be used to open the barrel. However, if they're loose, since we don't need to bring the knife or the sword to cut apart the figs, you're also not allowed to be, it's not allowed to be handled to cut open the barrel. Maria asks, Abraisa says, or Shimon Gamliel says in Abraisa that you're allowed to use a sword to chop off the top of a barrel of wine, so you see you can move the knife for the barrel. Mar says our Mishnah follows. Rabbi Chemio says that a keli may only be used for its intended purpose. A knife is used for cutting food. The Brice follows Rabban, who allow bringing a knife for any permitted use. Rav explains the fact that the Mishnah uses a barrel of figs as its example, as opposed to any other type of fruit, it shows that it's talking about pressed figs, and that's the only reason why the knife and the sword are allowed to be moved. Brice says that one may untie a string closing a basket of figs or dates, and he may even cut it open with a knife. Another Brice says he may untie it, but he not cut it open on Shabbos. First Brice follows Rabban, the second Brice follows Rabbi Chemio. The Esav Sheish is, are you allowed to puncture the side of the barrel of wine with a spear on Shabbos? Does he intend to create a new hole and therefore it's Usur, or is he just trying to show that he's being generous with the wine, therefore it's Mutter? He said that it's Usur. Murray asks, we find that Rav Shimon Gamliel allows chopping off the top of a barrel of wine. Murray says there he's clearly doing that to show that he's being generous with his wine, because he's chopping off the entire top of the barrel. Here he's just making a new opening. If he wanted to show generosity, he would have made a larger opening by simply removing the lid of the barrel. Mishnah said, Ein noikrim magufa v'chulu. Rav Huna said, the machlokes in the Mishnah is with regard to making a hole in the top. Rav Yehuda says he may not. Rabbanan say he may, but all agree one may not make a hole in the side of the plug. Rav Chisda, the machlokes is regard to making a hole in the side of the plug, but all agree that making a hole on top is actually going to be mutter. Brice says one may not make a new hole in a keli on Shabbos, but one may widen an existing hole. Others say that one may not widen an existing hole. All agree that one may reopen a hole that has been sealed. Objecting more, the Tanna Kamma doesn't allow making a new hole because it's creating an opening. Widening an existing hole is doing the same thing. And for the Gemara, Rabbah said that deraisa, the only opening that is also to make is one that serves things coming in and out. An opening to a barrel to let the wine out is not, therefore not also made deraisa. The Rabbanim were guys that even a one-way opening also, because people would make ventilation holes in a chicken coop thinking that they were one-way openings, not realizing that they serve a two-way purpose. So that's why they were guys. However, no one enlarged the holes in a chicken coop because that would allow creatures in. So there's no fear that one would enlarge a two-way opening. Therefore, enlarging a one-way opening remains mutter. The others, on the other hand, they say that one may come to enlarge a hole in a chicken coop that was not properly sized the first time around. Nachman said that Rabbi Yechon and Pasen like the others, like the Acherim. Brice said all agree that one may reopen a hole that has been sealed. Rabbi Yehuda Neymar Shmuel said this is only true for an opening that has been sealed to preserve the fragrance of the wine, but not for a hole that has been sealed to strengthen the barrel. Chista explained a hole sealed to preserve the fragrance as a hole above the level of the wine of the barrel. At or below the level of the wine is a hole sealed to strengthen the barrel. Rava said even a hole that's sealed below the level of the wine is considered to be preserving the fragrance. A hole sealed to strengthen the barrel is a hole beneath the sediment of the wine. Rav said it's also to place a hollow reed into a hole in the barrel to direct the flow, meaning use it as a spigot. Shmuel said it's mutter. All agree that cutting the reed to size is also, and reinserting a reed that has been cut to size is mutter. The machlokes is where the reed has been cut, but not perfectly to fit the hole. Rav says we don't allow making the final fit as exerah that one may cut a reed initially. Shmuel says no such exerah. We find a brayso where the Tanna Kamma holds like Rav, and Rabbi Yoshia holds like Shmuel. Rav Shisha is the breeder of Eden, and Rabbi Yechon and passing like Rabbi Yoshia. Mishnah said v'im hoisin akuvah v'chulu. Rav said one may not seal a hole with a thick oil exerah. He may come to use wax. Shmuel says mutter. Shmuel Bar Ruchana said to Rabbi Yosef, you explicitly told us that Rav says mutter. Tavus the catcher, in the name of Shmuel, said it's also to put a hadas leaf in the hole of a barrel to direct the flow of the wine. Rabbi Yemer Midifti said it's also as exer that one may make a gutter. Rav Ashi said it's also as exer that one may pull a leaf off the tree. The difference between the reason is where the leaves are already off the tree and they're ready to be used. Rav said it's also for someone to wrap himself in felt to carry out and then use it for a cushion to sit on. Shmuel says you are allowed to do so. All agree that soft felt may be worn and that hard felt may not be worn. Machlokes is where the felt is in between. Rav said it looks like he's carrying out a burden, and therefore it's also. Shmuel said it looks like he's wearing an article of clothing, and therefore it's mutter. Mar says that Rav's view was incorrectly attributed to him from a story that happened, but it was in truth he didn't hold that way. And in truth, Rav once announced that it's mutter to wear felt and carry it like that. Zok the Mishnah, you're allowed to take a cooked dish into a pit to preserve it on Shabbos. One may also put a keli of clean warm water into a pit of dirty cool water to cool off the clean water on Shabbos. One may also put cool water into the sun to warm up on Shabbos. If someone's clothing fell into the water on Shabbos, he may continue to wear them until he reaches the outermost courtyard of the city. When he reaches there, he has to take the wet garments and put it in the sun to dry where people can't see and suspect him of having washed his garments. fact, the more it's obvious that you're allowed to put a dish in a pit. The more the chiddush is that we're not goyzer that he may smooth the ground out to make sure that the dish is on level ground. Mishnah said, "Yes, hamayim hayofen beroyim." This is obvious. In fact, the Gemara, the chiddush is the next case in the Mishnah. In fact, the more that case is also obvious. The more says the chiddush is that we're not goyzer. This may lead him to bury the water in ashes to warm it. Mishnah said, "Mishenashu v'chulu." Rehu the name of Rav said, "Wherever the rabbanon said something is osur, so as not to make people suspect him of wrongdoing, Mars ayin, the action remains also even bechadri chadorim, even in private." In fact, the more our Mishnah says that he may lay out the garment in private to dry, but not in public, so as not to cause suspicion that he cleaned his garments. Mar says actually machlekes among Tanoim and the Brayse. The Tanakama says it's mutter to lay out the garment in a dry to dry in a private place, and our Belozer and Rav Shimon say it's also.